This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is urging members of the House to support H.R. 1370, introduced by Representatives Charles Bustani of Louisiana and Dan Boren of Oklahoma. The bill would repeal the annual fee on health insurance providers enacted as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The bill addresses a major concern that farmers and ranchers have about health insurance, the cost. The new tax will increase health insurance costs for farmers, ranchers, and other small businesses by imposing a levy on the net premiums of health insurance companies. This additional cost will be passed on to those who obtain their health insurance through the fully insured market. A recent Congressional Budget Office report confirms that the health insurance tax would be largely passed through to consumers in the form of higher premiums for private coverage. Health insurance costs for small businesses are already rapidly trending higher, increasing 103% since 2000. This new tax will raise insurance costs even more, making it harder for farmers and ranchers to purchase coverage for themselves, their families, and their employees. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a unanimous decision Monday against six states that sought standing to sue sources of greenhouse gases emissions for contributing to global warming under federal common law. The court ruled in American Electric Power Company versus Connecticut that the Clean Air Act and the Obama administration's regulatory actions on climate change displaced the state's common law public nuisance argument. The lawsuit, blocked by the High Court's ruling, was originally filed by eight states targeting five major utilities, four companies, and the Tennessee Valley Authority, a corporation owned by the federal government. In its ruling, the court stated the Environmental Protection Agency has the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from utilities, but states in which the utilities operate do not. However, the ruling also noted that states and conservation groups can still use the federal courts under the Clean Air Act if they object to EPA's eventual decisions on greenhouse gases. AFBF filed an amicus brief in support of the electric utilities in the case. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas and 17 other senators are urging the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to provide more time for producers to comment on critical transportation issues related to agricultural commodities. It's important we allow our producers and vital organizations the chance to fully understand how these transportation issues could impact their various industries, said Roberts. The senators noted in a letter to the FMCSA that if producers do not get a voice during this critical comment period, they could face significant new burdens in transporting agricultural products throughout the nation and the world. The senators asked for the comment period to be extended to 90 days in order to accommodate busy farmers and ranchers who have significant planting and harvesting responsibilities during this time of year. Farm Bureau is also requesting an extension of the deadline for comments. USDA's weekly crop progress report released Monday revealed disappointing numbers in crop conditions for cotton, winter wheat, and soybean crops. The crop progress report currently states 39% of the 2011 cotton crop as very poor to poor. This is a major shift from this time last year when only 5% of the 2010 cotton crop was rated as very poor to poor. Winter wheat is also showing a major shift in crop conditions from a year ago. Just over 40% of the 2011 winter wheat crop is currently rated as very poor to poor, compared to only 9% last year at this time. While soybean conditions have remained on track with last year's numbers in most categories, there is a notable 4% drop in the percentage of the crop classified as excellent compared to 2010. Retail food prices at the supermarket increased during the second quarter of 2011, according to the latest American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $51.17, up $2.10, or about 4%, compared to the first quarter of 2011. Of the 16 items surveyed, 14 increased and 2 decreased in average price compared to the prior quarter. The total average price for the 16 items was up about 8% compared to 1 year ago. According to AFBF economists, the effects of continued raw energy cost increases are reverberating throughout the food industry, and consumers are bearing the brunt of it. After food leaves the farm, costs for transportation, marketing, processing, and storage come into play. As energy prices continue to run up, shoppers are feeling the pinch at the supermarket. Sirloin tip roast, russet potatoes, sliced deli ham, and bacon increased the most in dollar value compared to the first quarter of 2011. Together, these four items accounted for most of the quarter-to-quarter increase. Sirloin tip roast up 52 cents to $4.48 per pound, russet potatoes up 43 cents to $3.07 for a 5-pound bag, sliced deli ham up 35 cents to $5.26 per pound, and bacon up 32 cents to $4.18 per pound. Other items that increased in price compared to the first quarter were ground chuck up 19 cents to $3.29 per pound, whole milk up 16 cents to $3.62 per gallon, vegetable oil up 13 cents to $3.01 for a 32-ounce bottle, toasted oat cereal up 12 cents to $3.17 for a 9-ounce box, apples up 11 cents to $1.56 per pound, orange juice up 4 cents to $3.18 for a half gallon, eggs are up 3 cents to $1.65 per dozen, bread up 2 cents to $1.86 for a 20-ounce loaf, bagged salad up 1 cent to $2.67 per pound, and flour up 1 cent to $2.52 for a 5-pound bag. Two items decreased in average retail price between the quarters: boneless chicken breasts down 23 cents to $3.09 per pound, and shredded cheese down 7 cents to $4.56 per pound. Most items showing an increase in retail price from quarter to quarter also showed year-to-year increases. Compared to 1 year ago, russet potatoes increased 22%, bacon rose 18%, ground chuck was up 14%, and sirloin tip roast was 9% higher. The year-to-year direction of the Market Basket Survey tracks with the federal government's Consumer Price Index report for food at home. As retail grocery prices have increased gradually over time, the share of the average food dollar that America's farms and ranch families receive has dropped. In the mid-1970s, farmers received about one-third of consumer retail food expenditures for food eaten at home and away from home on average. Since then, that figure has decreased steadily and is now about 16%, according to the Agriculture Department's revised food dollar series. Using the food at home and away from home percentage across the board, the farmer's share of this quarter's $51.17 market basket would be $8.19. AFBF, the nation's largest general farm organization, has been conducting the informal quarterly market basket survey of retail food price trends since 1989. The mix of foods in the market basket was updated during the first quarter of 2008. According to USDA, Americans spend just under 10% of their disposable annual income on food, the lowest average of any country in the world. A total of 72 shoppers in 30 states participated in the latest survey conducted in May. As a sidebar to food trends, for the second quarter of 2011, shoppers reported the average price for a half gallon of regular whole milk was $2.31, up 6 cents from the prior quarter. The average price for 1 gallon of regular whole milk was $3.62, up 16 cents. Comparing per quart prices, the retail price for whole milk sold in gallon containers was about 25% lower compared to half gallon containers, a typical volume discount long employed by retailers. The average price for a half gallon of BST free milk was $3.18, down 5 cents from the last quarter, about 40% higher than the reported retail price for a half gallon of regular milk. The average price for a half gallon of organic milk was $3.77, up 7 cents compared to the prior quarter, about 60% higher than the reported retail price for a half gallon of regular milk. Compared to a year ago, the retail price for regular milk in gallon containers was up about 18%, while regular milk in half gallon containers rose 12%. The average retail price for BST-free milk increased 6% compared to the prior year, while organic milk was up about 3%. For the second quarter of 2011, the average price for one dozen regular eggs was $1.65. The average price for a dozen cage-free eggs was $3.20, nearly double the price of regular eggs. Compared to 1 year ago, regular eggs decreased 7%, while cage-free eggs increased 10%. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.